Good morning. Some pretty big changes occurred across interior New York and New England, especially over the last 12 to 24 hours. Clouds moved in from the south. Some scattered showers fell overnight. So a little bit of a wet start in a few places. But I think what everyone will notice more than anything else this morning will be the increased humidity and the tropical feel, as opposed to the last few mornings when it was cool and crisp. So with cloudy skies and more humidity, temperatures starting off in the 60s today with a few scattered light rain showers. What's left of Irma is in western parts of Pennsylvania and in the Ohio Valley. Rain showers spreading across that region and into western New York. The brunt of the showers will shear off to our south today, but still scattered showers and some bursts of rain, perhaps even a few rumbles of thunder, are possible across interior New York and New England through the afternoon hours. Although it will be humid and summer-like with all the clouds, temperatures will be held into the middle and upper 70s for highs, with the only lower 80s occurring in the lower Hudson Valley and southernmost New England. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, and it will be muggy with areas of fog and perhaps a passing shower, but mainly dry during the nighttime hours, with temperatures back into the 60s once again. With that system only sliding slowly to our south, it looks like skies will be mostly cloudy again tomorrow. We'll keep the humidity in place with a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Highs will be in the upper 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the weekend, and it looks like the system will be far enough away to leave us with dry weather. Although we'll see a mix of sun and clouds, we will also retain a lot of the humidity, and temperatures will reach to about 80 both weekend days. In fact, even on Monday, we'll go for a mix of sun and clouds and highs right around 80. At this point, we'll watch the coast for any effects from Jose, which is out in the Atlantic Ocean, and that could bring us some showers if it comes close enough on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs back into the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Jose, located 445 miles east-northeast of the southeastern Bahamas. Jose is moving toward the west near 3 miles per hour. A turn toward the northwest with an increase in forward speed is expected later today. Maximum sustained winds are near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next several days, but Jose could weaken to a tropical storm by tomorrow. And winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings have been issued for the northern Rockies of Wyoming and Montana for the first snow of the season. The highest mountains could see as much as 8 to 14 inches of snow by the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 55 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 65, 90% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Needles and Ocotillo Wells, both in California, to a low of 29 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms near 80. Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 79 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 65, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.39 inches for the month, which is 1.07 inches above normal, and 34.19 inches for the year, which is 6.72 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 52. The record high, 93, set in 1931, and the record low, 32, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:06 p.m., 12 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and more humid today with scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a scattered shower, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with a scattered shower, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and more humid today with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a scattered shower, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a scattered shower and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a scattered shower, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, a scattered shower, a thunderstorm, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, both days near 80. A mix of sun and clouds near 80 on Monday. And partly sunny with a chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday and highs in the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.